Welcome back to another episode of Dreamcast. I'm Colton Gibbs, and I'm here with Jay and Clay York.
Hey guys.
And on this episode of Dreamcast, we're not going to be focusing it around dreams. We're actually going to be thinking of a topic. And the topic we came up with was something I thought a lot about yesterday. Seems kind of silly once you know the answer, but I thought it was interesting, so I'm going to talk about it.
Do you want to start with a dream, or are we just going to go straight
into it? We can. Do you have? Does anybody have a decent dream they can tell?
I've got one written down from June of last year. So I'm at my Nina's house by the fence to the cow pasture. I'm standing there talking to someone when I hear a loud boom. I look around and didn't see anything, so I keep talking, but then it happens again, and I hear another boom. Me and whoever I was talking to look behind us, and we see on the other side of the fence, out in the cow pasture, the trees are on fire, and the ground has electricity sparking out of it, where there is now a crater. There is also an old barn out there that has now been destroyed by whatever caused the fire. People began to walk out of the woods and surround the crater. We decide to go check it out, and so I hop over the fence, and one of the men that was walking around the crater comes and tells us to go with him. After I hop the fence, I remember I forgot something and turn around to hop the fence again. This makes the man angry, and he tells me I have to come with him now. So I hop back over the fence and start following him.
Fence hopper!
At this point, he was being very rude and threatening. I was so confused and didn't know what was going on. I got angry and told the man there was going to be a fight if he didn't start making sense and stop being rude. As I followed the man into the woods, I calmed down. And we begin to talk. We walk through the planted pines away from the crater. The man leads us down a path and explains we have an interview waiting. I ask the question that's on everyone's mind. Is this about aliens?
Oh, and of course, that's what I was thinking. Of course.
And the man responds, oh yeah.
Oh, it is.
The man walks us to a van, and the door opens for us to get in. We ride down the trail, and on the way to the interview, the man driving the van starts talking, and I realize who it is. It's Tim Allen.
Oh, man.
Who's driving the van.
Of course it was.
He starts giving us a speech on politics, as he does. If you guys have ever watched the show Last Man Standing, that's basically what he does. And probably about how the government is hiding aliens. But that part's a little fuzzy. I open the door to the van and start hanging from the handle on the ceiling right inside the door. I tried to do one-arm pull-ups.
Oh, man.
But it didn't work that well. At this point, it was probably time to get out of the van before I got to do the interview. I wake up because I have to pee.
That's
the dream for the day, guys.
Okay. I mean, technically, the government was concealing alien footage because we had UFO sightings.
Yeah. Yeah.
2020. I mean, that's crazy year.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I have a dream.
You can't predict in the future. Okay, what was yours? Right.
Do you have one, Colton? Do you want to go into?
No, I don't have a dream for this one. If you have a dream you want to tell.
It's a very short dream. It's only a couple minutes long. It's not that long. But this I'll set up for you. We're outside our house. It's snowing, and we live in South Georgia. It snows like once in a
once every 10 years.
Once in a purple moon. It very rare.
Very accurate.
Yes, very rare. It has happened though kind of recently. But anyway, hasn't in a while. But it's pretty thick snow. It's covering the ground, and in our ditch we are surrounding some of this material. Now, the people surrounding it are me, my brother, probably Colton, you were probably there, but some of our church, I think mostly our church was there, maybe some of the martial arts school I went to, and basically we're surrounding this ice, but imagine this, it's ice, but it has electricity going under it, and it is fluctuating in like purple and blue.
I remember you telling me this.
Like that of a octopus or a squid, you know how their skin...
Yeah. Oh, kind of like a cuttlefish pulses.
I should remember this.
So you know how like, but you get like right, like how the squid, it changes the color of its skin, and it has like the crazy psychedelic look to it. Uh-huh. It looked like that, but it was lightning underneath the ice.
Huh.
And then me and Jay went over to the ditch because it's frozen water in the ditch. We get like a knife. I think it was a box cutter, and we we cut a piece off, and when we pick it up, it's like glass. And we were going to just like take some samples of it.
The ice?
Yeah, so so it's
not like just the it's the frozen layer on top, but it's not like easy to break like ice, right?
Yeah, it's not as easy to break like ice. So it's ice, but when you pick it up, it's kind of thick and it doesn't break easy. It's more like glass.
Okay,
and,
I got you.
And ice and glass are very similar, I would say, but it's glass is tougher.
Yeah, yeah. So it wasn't ice; it was like a glass material.
Yes, but when it was on the ground, it looked like ice. Okay, that's the best way to describe it. But anyway, we picked it up. But when we picked it up, it lost its electrical current, and also it was very sharp on the edges. That's another reason why it's like glass. But it lost its electrical current when we picked it up. So it was just crazy though, because we were sitting there with the box cutter and we were just cutting little slices of it off and picking it up, and it wasn't electrified anymore. And I think possibly, it's a little bit fuzzy, but I think possibly whenever we took a section out around that area, it would lose electricity. It was crazy though. It was the craziest thing. I wish in this point of time that they had thought projectors.
I know, that would be so cool.
It would be good and also bad.
It would. It really, really would.
But you'd have to be very good at controlling your thoughts.
Well, yeah. I mean, sometimes I wish I could understand what my thoughts are.
So. Yeah. But it was the craziest thing. Like, I could not imagine it very easily, typically, just unless I was in a dream. It was amazing, though.
So, do you remember understanding what it was, or were you also like, what is this in the dream?
I think that's why our church was gathered around it. We were like, this is the weirdest thing we've ever seen. But I knew, I had enough sense to know it was like electricity under there. But it kind of seems to me like it didn't actually look like lightning necessarily. I knew it was electricity, but here's a better example. You know the globes?
Yes.
I was just about to say that.
I was thinking the same thing.
It was like, that's a phone. It was like that.
Okay, I was just about to say that. If like the ones you touch and stuff.
Yes. Now it flashed blue and purple lightning. So the reason why I imagined it like a cuttlefish or a squid, with the skin with the lightning pulsating and stuff, because it kind of got bigger and smaller and bigger and smaller. And the reason why is on Daily Dose of Internet, if you go, you can look up a video and it has a squid dying and like its skin after it's dead.
Oh.
So the weird thing about it is, I don't know the science behind it or anything like that, but it like flickers and the skin just kind of doesn't know what to do, I guess.
So it's like spazzing out?
I guess you'd have to look up the video.
Does it change colors?
It wasn't really changing colors. It was like, there's just like little tiny dots. And they got bigger and smaller.
If I'm not mistaken, those are called chromatophores.
Okay. Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know all that.
Hello, this is your Daily Dose of Internet.
Hello, this is your Daily Dose of Internet. Shout out to, I think
Daily,
his name's Jason.
Daily Dose of Internet. No, I'm just kidding.
His name's Jason, I think.
Was there any more to your dream?
That was it.
That was it? Just,
I thought it was going to be the dream about the Chargers.
Ooh, I have a question. When you walked on it, did it cling to your feet like those balls do?
I don't think so. I think it was solid, I'm guessing. I really don't remember.
Fun fact, I used to have one of those ball things, but it was in the shape of a mushroom.
Interesting.
That's cool.
I had it as a nightlight until my sister broke it.
Oh, man.
Because I was scared of the dark.
Clay broke mine.
Yeah. It's a sibling.
Ooh.
It's a sibling.
Okay, so now that we got our dreams out of the way, we should probably get into our topic, which is... I kind of teased at the beginning of this video that it would be kind of stupid once you know the answer to it, which I think is the answer. I can't actually find anything on it because I guess not a whole lot of people are asking this question because it's kind of obvious. But I woke up the other day thinking about why if the electrons are moving so fast around the nucleus, why don't atoms make just an enormous roaring sound, or at least at the very least just a little whisper of a sound everywhere you are? Why don't they make a sound at all if they're moving so fast? But so this question bugged me all day. I looked it up and I couldn't find anything about it, and I was like, I know it's going to be a simple answer. I know that I just wanted to know the reason why it did. I don't know,
it was just an interesting thought.
Yeah, it just stuck in my head all day. So anyway, I came up with an answer, and I would like to see what you guys think is the answer. Now, we were talking before the podcast, and Clay said something that I wish we'd have caught on record. But Clay, tell them what you said.
I said how. So, I'm pretty sure this happens to everyone. Whenever you're laying down at night, if you have a dead silent room, and I'm talking about no fan, no white noise, no noise machine of any sort, and you listen,
your ears
like,
ring.
Yes, it's like the silence is so loud that it's irritating.
Yeah, and then I said, what if that is Adam's moving?
Now, I'm pretty sure this is not the reason, but it was a very interesting thought. I'm pretty sure the reason why that happens is something to do with your inner ear just like not knowing what to do and spazzing out.
Yeah, but I don't think it's Adam.
But
that's a random thought.
but it was an interesting thought. Now, the reason I came up with it makes sense, and I was way overthinking it, but the reason I came up with is because the only reason there is sound is because a shockwave goes through the air, which goes to your ear and, you know, is registered as sound. And if there is no air, then there is no sound. That is why in space or in a vacuum, there's no sound, because there's no air. So being that air is made up of atoms, which is the only reason there is sound, atoms can't make sound because they're too small to... They are the air. They can't make shockwaves in the air because they are the air.
Yeah,
basically, okay. Is what I came up with. But what do you guys think? I couldn't find anything. I guess it was too stupid of a question to ask online. But what do you guys think? Do you think that's the reason why?
I think that's pretty accurate. I mean, I'm not a physicist or anything like that. I don't know. But from my general knowledge, I can make an educated guess and say I think you're on the right track. I think, like, you know, atoms make up everything, so
they can't be trusted.
Hardcore cringe.
Oh my.
Yeah, they atoms are what everything on Earth is made of. So, yeah, like if the air, I think the movement of atoms is actually what you're hearing when you hear a sound, because really, the like in space, you it's absolutely nothing. So you don't hear sound because you don't have air, which is, of course, atoms, to bounce off each other and carry the shockwave of your voice.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So I think, really, when you hear sound, what you're hearing is the atoms carrying that.
Yeah.
So, really, you just answered your own question.
Yeah. Atoms are sound, so they don't make sound. They are sound.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. That is...
Well, they do. It's just, that's what you're hearing.
Yeah.
It's the atoms hitting each other.
Well, the atoms carrying the shockwave, I guess.
Yeah, so, which I don't think, from what, like you said before, we're not like, whatever you, I don't remember what the term is, but we're not physicists or scientists that, particle scientists, I don't even remember what it's called. But
almost said physicians.
Physician, we're not physicians, guys. what are we talking about?
We don't know how to look at your body and tell you if you have a weird mole.
But I just thought it was an interesting, interesting thought, and I don't know if there's any scientists that know about this stuff that's listening. Send us a call and let us know if our guess was accurate.
Yeah,
but
I had an interesting thought.
What was your interesting thought?
What were you gonna say?
No, I was just gonna say I don't want this to sound like the cringy hashtag I am so deep posts on Instagram. I just wanted to know, and I couldn't find an answer,
so
I made
curiosity.
One.
Curiosity.
Yeah.
Curiosity.
What are some? I just want to ask this question. What are some weird things y'all have noticed in public during quarantine?
You mean besides like 90% of the population wearing a mask?
Well,
yeah, they were anyway.
That's not weird in other parts of the world.
Yeah,
but...
yeah. I mean, it is here. I remember watching TV as a kid and seeing why do those Chinese people have masks on their face? And now,
and then I learned, I was like, because the flu, and I was thinking, man, what if it was like that over here?
Yeah.
And now I know.
Now it is. What's the weirdest thing? I don't know.
I work a bread route, so I deliver bread to Walmart and Sam's and stuff like that. And I saw this guy that was wearing a full-on, like, air oxygen supply mask. Like, he had a backpack on that was supplying him with oxygen. Or maybe it was just like a super, super involved filter thing. But it had, like, the... I guess that's what it was. It had like the filtration system right here, the two things that come off your mouth and everything, and it was plastic, and it's just the weirdest thing. And a few months ago, back when all this was really in full swing, I saw this guy. He reminded me of a plague doctor. He was fully wrapped in like leather, or like, you know, those bite proof dog suits that they wear to train dogs.
Yeah.
He had one of those on.
Oh my gosh!
Like head to toe, the man was his face was wrapped in like a leather sleeve. He had one of those plague doctor hats on.
Oh my gosh!
He was owning it.
He couldn't even bend. Like, to look on the top shelf, he had to bend his back to look up. It was the most ridiculous thing.
That's awesome.
He looked like a cartoon character. Like, he was massive, but I'm sure he was just a little guy under all that. He just had so much stuff on.
That's funny. I'd like to, like, go out in public like that and just see what people do, because I think it would be hilarious.
I saw a lady on one of those motorized scooters. There's this guy. His name's Kerry. He does he's a vendor for Frito-Lay. So he does chips in Walmart. And he was in the aisle one day when I walked up on the snack aisle, and he was just doing his thing. First off, he's like the nicest guy I know, the nicest vendor that I know, other than myself. But
self-plug right there.
He was doing his thing, and then this lady on a scooter rolls up, and she's like, "Can I get through?" And if you don't know, like, when you're stocking the shelves in Walmart, you can't just move all your boxes out of the aisle just like that. So usually what we'll do is just move over and let the person pass, which she had plenty of room. So he moves over. This lady insists that he gets completely off the aisle, and me as well. So I'm at the end of the aisle. I do that. I just walked up, so I walk out and let her have her space. But Kerry couldn't do that. And oh, poor Kerry, he felt the wrath of that woman. She cussed him out with words that, man, it was bad, just because he wouldn't move.
Oh my gosh.
And she was scared of getting the virus.
Why didn't she turn around?
I don't know.
I mean, I understand, I guess, if you're really not wanting to get near people, but just turn around, lady.
I seen one lady, there was somebody walking up to her, this guy, and he was going to ask a question or something. She was like, back up, stay back. You know what's going on, boy, come on. I don't want none of that. We don't know who's got it. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean, I understand you not wanting to get near people, but
yeah.
Some people they seem to take it too far. But I mean, I guess like some people have said, the time for politeness is over when you really don't want to get sick. That's crazy. I really don't see a whole lot of crazy stuff, because I normally see people in cars and they're getting food, so they're normally, if the food is right, they're normally pretty happy.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can't think of another thing. Everything that I really don't have a whole lot of interaction with the customers, because I'm on the inside most of the time. So,
I have something else.
Well, gosh, of course. You work at Walmart. Of course you have something else.
Do you have something you want to say?
No, I do not, because I work at Chick-fil-A.
I mean, you shouldn't complain. So
No. I'm just saying, it's a little bit of a different crowd.
that's the truth, man. I've seen some stuff. There's this one guy, he had his face completely wrapped up in a scarf. Like, you could just see a little bit of his eyes poking out, and he walks by me, and I turn and look. This guy, actually an employee, pointed to look at him, and I was like, "What?" And I look, and this guy has no underwear on, but he's sagging bad. You can see everything.
Oh, no.
From the back. I look at my boss, and he's like, "But he is covering his face." So I guess it's socially acceptable.
Oh my gosh, that is messed up.
But working like 10 and 12 hour shifts delivering bread, I spent a lot of that time in Walmart. And I go to different ones, but something I've noticed, I told Colton and everybody about this, but they couldn't seem to relate. When I have to go to the bathroom, I'll you know, just kind of stop doing bread, leave my stuff, and walk back there. And of course, I'm trying to move quick, so I usually use a urinal. It's going to sound kind of weird, but tell me if you think there's any science behind this. A lot of times, there's only two urinals in there, and there'll be a guy standing and the one I'm about to use. So I'll just walk up and park next to him like you do and, you know, try to ignore him. And I'll just start doing my business. But a lot of the time, when I just walk right up and start doing it, they'll stop peeing. Their bladder will get shy and they just can't do it. So I feel like I'm asserting my dominance, you know?
Oh.
Like,
you're pretty sick. That's messed up. You got dude's just trying to pee and there's some weird teenager just staring at him.
No, I'm not staring at him though. I made that part up. I'm not really staring at him. Like, I'm just, okay. I feel like, I don't know, like,
This is my toilet, boy.
Yeah, like, yeah. I used to be that guy that had a shy bladder and couldn't do anything if there was a persistent.
Well, good for you. I'm glad that you've overcome your shy bladder.
Now that I think about it, this has nothing to do with what we were talking about. No, and now I'm just embarrassed.
Well, okay.
That's interesting.
I can see the thing about the shy bladder. I don't know if I really have a shy bladder because I normally, if someone's in the bathroom and it's only like one or two stalls or if there's urinals, first of all, I try to use the toilet instead of the urinal because I like, I don't know, I just like standing in a room by myself when I pee.
I do too, but the only thing is I'm in a hurry and the virus, I don't want to touch things.
Yeah, and secondly, if there's somebody in the urinal, I don't pee because I don't like standing right next to somebody pee.
That's what I'm saying though, man. Yeah, if you try it, and
is it very liberating?
You try it, you do it, and you're like, you just stand there all buffed up and they can't pee. And you just like, I'm dominant.
Oh, that's disturbing.
Do you ever think, I thought of this the other day when you said that, urinals, they're weird to just think about. But think about when they first came out. I mean,
the magic of urinals.
Like, there probably wasn't people back in 1881. No. Okay, maybe further back than that. Back whenever the pilgrims came over.
1881, when the pilgrims came.
No, they didn't come over in 1881.
They didn't have urinals.
1776. No, but that was when something else happened.
They didn't.
Declaration of Independence or something.
Well, yeah.
Okay, anyway, with pilgrims. Anyway. But what didn't the pilgrims have?
They didn't come over, and then there's a tree there, and then there's a tree next to it. It's a tree stump. And then one got right next to the other tree stump. One was peeing on one, and one walked right up next to him and peed on the other one. That didn't happen, probably.
Probably not.
Honestly, for reasons, I don't want to get into all of them, but for certain reasons, I don't like. I don't think the design of urinals is what it could be.
Yeah, I think that.
I think, honestly, we'd be better off if we just had a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's it, for splash purposes.
Exactly, that's what I didn't want to say, but yeah. I don't really get it.
Also, I hate the urinals where there's no wall in between and you just kind of have to hold your hand up.
I pass that. That or you have to get right on top
You have to hug that urinal.
No, thank you. See, that's when I just hold it.
You just go to the toilet or you pee outside.
Yeah.
Oh man, what are we doing?
Guys,
what are we talking about?
I don't know. This was a pretty interesting experience.
We started off with hashtag cringy IM deep stuff, and then we turned into urinals and hugging toilets.
The ride.
Let me think of something more philosophical that I've been thinking about lately.
Yeah. More philosophical. I don't know if this counts, but I also was wondering if, again, another stupid question that when you think about it for a while you get the answer, but why do things float up instead of down in water? My thinking was that.
Oh, I can answer that for you, easy, dude.
Well, I know the answer, but for whatever reason, I couldn't think of the answer. But I guess I was thinking about water in space with no like central point of gravity. So like, if water is on Earth, it is obviously being pulled down. But I don't know why. That didn't occur to me, but I know the answer now, but I don't know why it didn't occur to me then.
But water does have gravity. It's still on the Earth. Things have gravity underwater. That's why they sink.
What? I think you misunderstood me.
I think I did.
I was saying if water in space didn't have gravity, like it would probably form into a ball.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the reason why things float in water, because the further down you go, the denser it gets, and like gravity is pulling it down, so things that have air float up. But
right,
I don't know why that didn't occur to me the first time I thought about it. But
Yeah, it was these things pop into my brain when I first wake up, and it's not, my brain is like, it's you know how like a video game will render half the graphics?
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. So I spent like all day thinking about, why do things float up in water and not down? Like, my thinking was that the only reason why things float is because it's trying to get out of the water, because it's, I don't really know what my thinking was, but I couldn't think of the reason why things floated in water. It just did not make sense to me. I was like, if it's trying to get, if not like it has a brain, but if the point of it is to exit the water, why doesn't it go to the closest point? So if the closest point is to the side, why would it not?
Oh, yeah.
Try to exit the water.
Yeah,
going
like
sideways.
So if you had water in space that was just like a ball of water.
Yeah, and you had a central point of gravity directly in the middle, and
yeah,
you put something in it, whatever the closest exit was, that would be where the thing would float up, if you could keep water in a square or something.
Okay, well, think about this, though. If it was on Earth that you did that, and you had a floating square ball of water, it would still go up.
Yeah, because whichever way gravity is, it will go the opposite, because it would be denser at the bottom.
Right.
Yeah, so it makes sense now.
Yeah.
But it did. I don't know why it didn't. I'm sure I'll have more dumb questions like this that just I never really thought about until I did. And then, you know, I got the answer. But anyway, I guess there are no stupid questions except, you know, questions asked stupidly, so.
What are you going to say, Jay?
I think of all kinds of crazy stuff in the morning when I'm on the bread route, but I can't think of any crazy thing right now, honestly.
I'm sure I have some random thoughts, but
they can go real deep, but then...
Yeah.
You want another can of worms.
Yeah.
You want another can of worms, Sonny? I know what something fun we could do. We could go through my notes and see just what I write, because I don't know what all things are in here. Sometimes I go through my notes and I'm like, what was I talking about?
I got some notes, too.
All right. No video for a week. No sight for a day. Sleeping in a natural day cycle. Okay, so the first one is no video for a week. I was going to try going 1 week without Netflix, YouTube, anything video. And I haven't done that yet. I haven't done any of these yet because I wrote them down recently. The other one was no sight for a day. So walking around with a headband over my eyes or something. And the third one is something I've been wanting to try for a while. It was sleeping on a natural day cycle. So I've heard, if you go to bed when the sun sets and wake up when the sun rises, there will be a time in between there where you'll be awake. So you wake up in the middle of the night, get a snack, whatever, go back to sleep. And I've heard that occurs naturally if you camp. So if you camp, you don't have the artificial light. So you wake up with the sun, go to bed with the sun. And you sleep for so long that you have to wake up in between. And that was the natural sleep cycle for thousands and thousands of years, according to science or whatever, whoever makes these things up. Okay. Clay, what's your notes? All right, so he's going to give first and last note. This will end us off.
This
better be good.
Yeah, this is, it was a random thought I had.
Okay.
It was a little while ago. And it says it like this. Should we let what happens to us in a day define whether or not we had a good day? Or should we define how our day went by the attitude we had towards it and how we loved others? Or should we leave the definition to God? Maybe it would just be better to see it from God's perspective.
Ooh, that was pretty good.
'Cause,
okay, so elaborate on what you're thinking.
So basically what I was saying was, what this sprung from was, I think I was going to sleep on Sunday and I was like, I gotta wake up tomorrow and do school. And I'm homeschooled, so... I just woke up. Okay, it's not as bad as going to regular school.
I'm gonna do school in my pajamas. I'm just kidding. I'm homeschooled too.
We're all homeschooled sitting here. But anyway, I was just dreading it, and I thought, is that really right though? Because I'm already dreading tomorrow, just because it has school in it, and so basically, I'm giving school all of the power to define whether or not I had a good day or not. And I just don't feel that that's right, because it's school in the end. It's not like, it is important, but it's not the most, like important thing in a day.
I got you. So don't decide what kind of a day you're going to have before you have it, and don't let one part of your day ruin the rest.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
but
basically.
But in a, you're saying what part should define how good a day is?
I thought about that. Like, what defines having a good day? Is it like how productive you were, how much fun you had, you know, what you got done, what things you did for other people? Like, things you did for yourself? I don't know.
Yeah, like, what is the definition of a good day? I don't know. I couldn't trace. I would have to go back and look in the Bible, but I'm pretty sure God calls the day good, right?
I don't remember what.
See, yeah,
what
we would have to go back.
We're going
to
have to look that one up.
But. You couldn't. I couldn't say quotations like straight from Scripture. I'd have to go back and look that up.
So what you're also saying is maybe even if you think you didn't have a good day, maybe from a different perspective, it was a good day?
I guess so, because, like, and also if you're thinking of a day, like, this is all in your sphere as well, mm-hmm. because the day is not just yours.
Yeah.
This is kind of from your perspective. Yeah. So from your perspective, you could have had a horrible day. You could have, like, hit a squirrel. that would be a bad day.
Complete day changer.
Okay, that's not a good example.
It would be for me, man.
Okay, that's not a good example.
No. A lot of people hate hitting squirrels.
It's not something that you like in your day.
Yeah.
So
something bad.
Yes, but in the same time, I mean, someone else could have literally,
Rescued a squirrel.
They could have rescued a squirrel. They could have joined a rehab. They could have rehabbed bunnies at a 90% success rate. You like
what?
if you didn't know, bunnies have a very low survival rate when they're being rehabbed at wildlife rehabilitation centers.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't know they had a low one. I was just giving a random. I was just saying the success rate was high.
I have a friend that's a wildlife rehabber, and she said that she has good luck with them, but for the most part, I forgot the percentage. Percentage.
Yeah, I was. I know she said something about that, but I was just kind of doing that. But anyway.
Well, I want. What the heck was that sound?
It was a squeak.
Oh. Well, I want to understand what you're saying. So are you saying that. So first of all, everything is about perspective. From your perspective, it could have been a bad day. From somebody else's perspective, it could have been a good day. So you're defining a day as a day that actually happens and not the day as you perceive it.
Well, okay. So that part that I just said actually is like a whole nother rabbit trail. If you want to stick to the core part of what I just meant by saying that, it was that basically, should we let the, like, events, like, the things that literally happen to us define whether or not we have a good day or not?
Okay.
Or should we, because if you let the things that happen to you define whether you're going to have a good day or not, it could fluctuate because different things could happen to you. However, if you define whether or not you had a good day by you were intentional and you gave it your all and you basically, you just loved others and something that's, you're defining a good day by basically what you put into it rather than what happened to you from it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that's right. It was just a thought I had.
Okay. Well, that's pretty, that exceeded expectations. Well, that was a good note.
Well, yeah.
You hit it out of the park on that.
I quoted Stephen Furtick a little bit in there, too. Nice. But
got a quote.
On one part of it, but.
The buff boy preacher.
Yeah, he is pretty buff.
And they will eat chicken.
And they, yes.
That's not Stephen Furtick.
I know. It's a nice quote.
That's our youth pastor. Oh, man. All right, guys. Here, somebody else do the outro. I don't know what to say.
Jay, do the outro. Hit it.
Stay fresh. Stay speedy. Stay cheesy. Stay.
Don't be greedy.
Sweeney. Don't be greedy. We will talk to you guys next time. We'll talk at you next. Can we redo that whole thing?
All right.
Yep. Hold on just a second. Mothers, please say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys.